Intercessory prayer. A key element in the spiritual life is the life of prayer. Prayer comes in a number of different forms: mental prayer, including meditation and contemplation; vocal prayer, which includes the recitation of rote prayers like litanies, the rosary, and the Divine Mercy Chaplet; communal prayer, which can be liturgical or in the form of a prayer meeting; and intercessory prayer, which can be in the form of petitions prayed to God or prayer ministry with the laying on of hands. One of the most underrated forms of prayer is that last one, intercessory prayer. To intercede, according to the Catholic Encyclopedia, can be described as to go or come between two parties, to plead before one of them on behalf of the other. In the case of intercessory prayer, the person who prays beseeches God to grant a favour of some sort. When we tell someone, "I'll pray for you," it's not like a reassuring pat on the head from a well-meaning benefactor. It should mean something more than simply a kind gesture. In the letter of James, chapter 2, the apostle urges us to something more than well wishes. He says, "Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead." This, of course, means that we should help supply the physical needs of someone who is disadvantaged. But in addition to helping out with practical measures, one of the best things we can do for someone is to pray for them, and especially if there is no physical help that we can actually give. If we tell someone that we will pray for them, it's usually a good idea to do it immediately so that we don't forget. So when we promise to pray using intercessory prayer, what should it actually mean? In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, just before Jesus tells us how to pray using the Our Father, he says this: "When you pray, do not keep babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him." This should give us confidence that we are not praying to a brick wall that hears nothing. The fact that God the Father already knows what we need and is ready to answer our prayers should encourage us. Notice, though, that Jesus doesn't say that God will give us what we want, but what we need. But nor is God a vending machine that dispenses candy to us and obeys our every craving. When we pray, we should pray with expectant faith and trust that our prayers will be heard and answered. And what we trust in is that God will give us the best answer possible. Again, in Matthew chapter 7, we read, "Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him?" This, of course, implies that when we pray, we should not ask for stones, but bread. What does this mean? It means that when we pray, we should be asking God to grant things that are in his will. And how do we find out what God's will is? Through personal prayer, or what is sometimes called mental prayer. Through spending time each day to receive love from God and return that love to him. The closer we come to God through prayer, the more we will be in tune with his will. And the more we are clued into his will, the more we will be sensitive to what we should be asking for in prayer. Sometimes God's answers seem to be too slow. We ask for something and it does arrive only days, weeks, or even months later. Yet when we look back on answered prayer, we often realize that if he had responded using our timescale, things would not have gone quite so well. Often there are certain other factors that God needs to put in place in order to bless us with the best possible answer. So if God seems tardy about answering our prayer, we need to trust that he knows best and will answer in his own time and in his own way. And sometimes God does not appear to answer our prayers at all. Nevertheless, we should not lose heart if our prayers do not seem to be answered. There is no prayer of ours made in faith that goes unanswered. Often God answers our prayer in a way that addresses what we truly need, or what he knows is the best possible answer for us, regardless of the fact that we may crave some other response. There is also a type of intercessory prayer that can have an almost immediate effect, and that is praying over someone for a specific blessing. In the New Testament, especially in the Gospels and in the Acts of the Apostles, we read about the disciples laying hands on someone to ask for healing, or a miracle, or for the Lord to confirm someone in a particular ministry. This form of prayer is used by bishops when they ordain priests, and it is used in the sacrament of the sick. But it is a form of prayer that can be used by anyone. The authority of our own baptism qualifies us to pray in this way. We have seen this many times in our parish life and ministry when we ask for physical healing. All that is required is to lay a hand on the person who is in need of healing and utter the words, "In the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit, be healed." It's worth praying for healing in this way if you have never done it before. We are a body and each of us has different gifts. There may be some among us who have the gift of healing, but we will never know unless we attempt to pray for it. It's not a party trick, nor is this gift restricted to those who are holy enough to be saints. It's simply the power of God made manifest among a community of believers. Throughout the history of the church, we have seen many examples of the power of intercessory prayer, from converting the hearts of hardened unbelievers, to curing those with terminal medical conditions, to bringing about the collapse of anti-Christian political regimes. Intercessory prayer can move mountains, both figuratively and, if Jesus is to be believed, which I think he is, literally. So let's not undervalue intercessory prayer. It's like a secret weapon that our enemy, the devil, has not paid much attention to. That is, until it starts making holes in his defences. And let's begin to pray in earnest and with confidence that God will answer us. Let's also draw close to the Lord in personal prayer so that we can discern what God's will is in any given situation and pray for that. Our God is a good and loving God, and he is eager to give us what we need. That's why Jesus encourages us to ask, seek, and knock. As he says in Matthew chapter 7, "For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened." Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the light that enlightens every human being. Give us light to know what you desire us to ask for. Lead us to seek only your will and to find it through personal prayer. Show us the door we should knock on, to have it open to us as we pray. You see how our worldly wants and cravings can lead us astray, and yet you alone know what we truly need. Teach us to intercede for all that lies within your will. Amen.